Good morning, and welcome to the SQM 2014 Earnings Conference Call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your telephone keypad. Please note this event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Gerardo Illanes. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to SQM's fourth quarter 2014 earnings conference call. For your information, this conference call will be recorded and is being webcast live. You may access the webcast later on at our website, www.sqm.com. Joining me today as speakers are Patricio Contese, Chief Executive Officer, and Ricardo Ramos, CFO. Before we begin, let me remind you that statements in this conference concerning the company's business outlook, future economic performance, anticipated profitability, revenues, expenses, or other financial items, anticipated cost synergies, and product or service line growth, together with other statements that are not historical facts, are forward-looking statements, as that term is defined under federal securities law. Any forward-looking statements are estimates reflecting the best judgment of SQM based on currently available information and involve a number of risks, uncertainties, and other factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those stated in such statements. Risks, uncertainties, and factors that could affect the accuracy of such forward-looking statements are identified in the public filings made with the Securities and Exchange Commission, and forward-looking statements should be considered in light of those factors. I now leave you with our Chief Executive Officer, Patricio Contese, for brief comments before we move to Q&A.
Good morning, and thank you for joining the SQM Fourth Quarter Earnings Conference call. I will start with a brief introduction before we open up the line for questions. On Tuesday evening, we posted out results for 2014. Earnings for this period reached $296 million. Lower than the amount seen in 2013. Revenues totaled just over $2 billion, down approximately 9% when compared to 2013. For the fourth quarter, we reported net income of $78 million, an increase from the $69 million reported during the same period of 2013. The stronger results during the fourth quarter were impacted by our cost-saving efforts. The success of this effort was confirmed in our EBITDA margin. Our fourth quarter 2014 EBITDA margins increased to 36.9% from 35.5% when compared to the same quarter of 2013. This increase includes despite lower prices in iodine, nitrate, and lead. We worked diligently all year on cost reduction, specifically decreasing cost of potassium chloride, nitrate, and iodine. Since releasing our earnings on Tuesday, we have received many questions surrounding the iodine market. In 2014, iodine prices fell significantly, and we expect lower prices in 2015. However, as the lower cost producer of iodine, we are extremely well positioned to face this challenging environment. The market continued to grow about 1,000 metric tons per year, and we will work in the midterm to regain a market share of around 30%. During 2014, fertilizer markets were positive. We estimate that global demand in the potassium chloride market reached approximately $60 million tons. We also saw some price recovery in this market during the second half of 2014. While there is some uncertainty surrounding the 2015 commodity fertilizer market, we expect our sales volume in potassium chloride and potassium sulfate business line to remain relatively flat in 2015 when compared to 2014. In potassium nitrate, we saw sales volume increase approximately 4% during 2014 when compared to 2013, and we expect to see even higher growth in 2015. We see positive growth in the lithium market in 2014, and our sales volume were up about 10%. We're currently seeing positive pricing momentum in the lithium carbonate market and are hopefully that this will continue throughout the year. As we move into 2015, we look forward to maintaining lower costs and remaining well-positioned to move quickly to meet any changes in market demand and market dynamics in all of the main business which we sell.
Thank you, Patricio. Operator, we may now go to Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. Once again, pressing star then one will allow you to ask a question. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Our first question comes today from Ben Isaacson with Scotiabank.
Hi, this is Carl Chen stepping in for Ben. Thanks for taking my questions. So can you talk a little bit about the progress on your cost-saving plan and what are the some other potential cost-saving opportunities have you identified? And just secondly, you mentioned about getting back to that 30% market share for your iodine business. Can you please give us some color around that? Thank you.
Okay, first of all, about costs, we reduced last year costs in the range of $130 million. Of those $130 million, about $50 million were related with the exchange of Chilean peso that became weaker compared to the U.S. dollar. During this year, we expect to lower $40 million more, over the $130 million. That we estimate about $15 million will be related with the value of the Chilean peso compared to the U.S. dollar. So we think we will continue to diminish our costs even further than what we have already obtained. Regarding iodine, since about 2 years ago, we have made known to the investors and analysts and market that we're looking forward around to being the 30% of the world market. We are today in the range of the 26%, so still we have some room of market share to get.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Giovanna Arujo with Itaú.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. My first question about CapEx. How much do you expect to spend in maintenance and expansion in 2015?
We decided last year to have a CapEx program for 2 years for $300 million. Last year we make investment in the range of $115 million, so because there are payments that have still not been done that count from 2014 to 15, that is overall what we think that we will invest during these 2 years. So this year will be in the range of $180 million. Most of the investment is related with maintenance CapEx, but also some of the investment that are significantly and important are related with increasing quality of our product, improving process that it will permit us to reduce our costs. At this stage, we don't see the need to increase production capacities.
Okay, thanks. And the second question is about iodine prices. You mentioned you're expecting lower prices in 2015. What level of decline or drop do you expect for 2015 to be in the range that we saw in 2014 or probably something lower than that, right?
Well, the iodine, they are going on a lot of things because we think first that the current prices are affecting some of our competitors So it will depend much on what happened to them in the market to know, to have a better reference related to what prices, how much could decrease. If they maintain the production, our current competitors, even though they are suffering, and we think some of them even losing on a cash point basis, we think that the volume, the prices will go down in the range of 10%. If there are some reaction in the market, that could be lower than that.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question is from Cesar Herrick Novoa with BTG.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a set of questions here. Could you provide some guidance for the potash demand in 2015 and how that would affect your products, specifically on the volume side? And regarding the premium side of the fertilizer business, I'm talking here about specialty grade nitrates. What is the indication for the pricing outlook in the middle to long term? If that could be provided, that would be really helpful. Thank you.
Regarding potassium, last year was demand was exceptionally high. We have estimated that for this year will be lower than that. Last year was 61, and this year maybe 59 or 58 in that rate. But that should not affect our volumes because here we are a very small producer and we sell what we produce. That has been since we are in this market. So the less volume that could be demanded during this year, it should not affect our volume sales for this year. Regarding potassium nitrate, have been a different line compared to what the prices of potassium nitrate has been. That is due that go for different markets, different niches that are not related with potassium chloride. So we see a scenario that will continue to increase volume. Our prices, we think, they are going to be relatively flat.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Our next question comes from Alberto Aristia with Santander.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question. Patricio, could you please explain us what happened last year in the iodine business that volumes didn't grow and you said you plan to gain market share? Did you have capacity problems or with current prices? Do you plan to expand your production slower? And secondly, regarding your potash production capacity, I have understood that you have 2.3 million tons capacity. In which levels did you produce last year, and in which level do you intend to be this 2015? Thank you very much.
Okay, first about iodine, we had a very strong first quarter in 2013. But if we look the other quarters compared to the quarters of 2014, we think we gained some volumes. But it is not seen as if you take the year completely, because the first quarter of 2013 was very, very high. If you take that quarter out, then we increase volumes. Regarding the production in Atacama Salar, we are in the range of 2 million metric tons, and we will continue to be in that range because we have looked forward to produce a little bit more SOP. And when you produce a little bit more SOP, it goes against MOP, but you earn more money making more SOP.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Our next question is from Andrew McCarthy with Banchile.
Morning, everyone. Thanks for taking my question. I just wanted to ask on the lithium business, just firstly, if there was an update on the dispute with Corfo, and then also if you could just expand a little bit on why you won't, you're not looking to increase lithium volumes this year.
Well, the market of lithium is quite strong this year. We are slightly increasing prices, and probably we will increase some volumes too compared to last year. Also, we are in the arbitrage process, and so it's not too much that we can set there.
We feel confident.
Huh? We feel quite confident that we should be finally in a positive position.
Okay, thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to SQM management for any closing remarks.
Well, thank you all very much for joining us today, and we hope to have you with us in the next conference call. Goodbye, everyone.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect. Take care.